This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is a Saturday morning, February the 8th. Thank you for letting Sam and I be a part of your weekend mornings. We'll be back tomorrow, Super Bowl Sunday. I had to throw this on because not only did this song, Sam, hit, and we're not talking about Russell Baxter here either. This song hit number one on this day. But that's not the only reason I played this. If you guys saw the Grammys last week, and this, I think it was the Song of the Year when it was announced, Kendrick won it, and Diana Ross gave out the award.
Yeah, yeah.
And he got starstruck.
Oh yeah,
he goes, man, that's Diana Ross. They cut off some of what he was saying, but it's nice to see something like that. You can do the age cutoff, whatever, 30 and under, 20 and 40 and under, whatever it is. But when you get that performer who's it. Now,
right.
And they see somebody from, Stevie Wonder can always get it. Yeah. But Diana Ross don't make that many different appearances. Plus, Diana Ross. But he stopped and he's like, man, look at that. I'm standing on stage with Diana Ross. That was kind of fun. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, Miss Ross about stopped the show, didn't she?
She did.
Miss Ross the boss.
And normally I don't like hearing, she kind of rubs me the wrong way. I love her singing, but sometimes she just goes, it's too diva. But I realized she kind of invented the word, her and
she did.
Few other folks.
Yeah,
man.
That in the concert in Central Park with the
boy. Oh, yeah, with the hair and all that.
They had the wind blowing everywhere and people hanging out the trees.
Gotta have it.
Who did that first? Her or Streisand?
With the wind.
I mean, when you think of the word diva, both of them are there. Who was the one that brought it to the forefront?
I don't remember which one, but
but they were like neck and neck, right?
Yeah, they're kind of neck and neck. Around the same time.
Yeah.
Like when you hear the stories of
Wait. You're gonna keep talking, you gotta give us something.
Oh, well, good morning. How we doing?
There we go. Well, we got a guest coming on.
We're gonna get Tim on here.
Yeah, he bought this record when it came out. We're gonna welcome from Tuskegee, Mr. Tim Scarborough. We'll teach you to bump us from last week. We're gonna talk for a little bit. Anyway, good morning, Tim.
Morning, Tim.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I'm down here in Tuskegee, Alabama, covering Miles versus Tuskegee today on CW69. So tune in if you can.
Okay, absolutely. Sorry about that little back and forth. We started going down a rabbit hole and we forgot you were there.
Yeah, because I heard that shot you took too, Greg. I did not buy Diana Ross's album.
What did a few weeks ago that he called me old?
Yes.
Okay.
I knew you would not forget that.
But that's okay. That is not all you are going to do. You also have something else you would like to do. We're going to allow you to do that because we love you. And he has something to say about what happens tomorrow.
Yeah,
but let's talk some college basketball.
Goodness.
Yeah, let's talk some college basketball
First of all, you're in Tuskegee. You work in the game, and you're working alongside Charlie Neal, right? You've been doing this all season, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty much glued to the hip with Charlie. It's been fun, man. He's a living legend. He's in 5 Halls of Fame, and the guy, you can't walk through the building without getting stopped by people. You guys are talking about starstruck and everything like that. Nobody knows me, but everybody knows Charlie Neal. So people get starstruck when they say, hey, Mr. Charlie, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just sitting here invisible. So,
Tim, welcome to my world. Because that's the same thing with Sam.
Not at all.
But you said something that can't be glossed over. 5 Hall of Fames. Can you name them? Because I didn't know that he was in 5.
Yes, I can name a few. I know the conferences usually put them in. So the SWAC, the SWAC just put them in, and I know the MEAC has put them in, and I believe he's in a Journalism Hall of Fame. But yeah, you know, I'd have to go wake Charlie up and ask him.
don't do that. Don't do that because the game's coming up later on today. The conference tournament is going to be played here in Atlanta, right? Remind people, the first week in March, I think the SIAC tournament is going to be here in town. And then the next week, the SWAG tournament will be here in town.
Yes. Yeah, and two leagues I cover, and I've been covering HBCUs the last three seasons. And it was really my first exposure to the HBCUs in terms of basketball. You know, I've had friends that play the HBCUs, and, you know, so I've occasionally watched their careers. In fact, one of my good friends I grew up with played. Stephen A. didn't play, but Stephen A. was on the team at Winston-Salem.
My
friend Monte Roth.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Monte.
Okay.
Monte's the head coach at North Carolina A&T now.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of followed it through him over the years when they were at Winston-Salem. But, yeah, it's a good brand of basketball, man. I've had a lot of fun covering it. This is my first Division II game, SIAC, but I've come down to Tuskegee just to watch, and it feels no different than a Division I game, honestly, at least with those two, as well as Clark Atlanta, really good SIAC team.
Yeah, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Tim Scarborough. He is social. You can find him at TimScar20 at TimScar20. Now, right down the road from Tuskegee is the number one college basketball team. Auburn's a short drive away from there. What's in the water down there?
Yeah, really.
At Auburn as you watch them this season?
You know, I was on their campus last night. I had to go get me a late night milkshake so I could keep studying my teams. And man, the atmosphere, I mean, you could just feel the energy, you know. It wasn't even game night, but you can just kind of tell everyone's walking around as if, you know, as if they're Philadelphia Eagles fans, like they know they're going to win it all. You know what I'm saying? Not to segue into that, but yeah, the Auburn Tigers are a really good team. They got the player of the year candidate in Jonai Broom, and he got hurt, missed a few games, but they didn't miss a beat. Even within that game, he got hurt. I remember the game. He twisted his ankle, and then Auburn goes on a 10-0 run as if they just didn't lose the best player in the country. But, yeah, Bruce Pearl's got him really going. 20-1. The only loss this year was to Cooper Flagg and Duke. And, boy, it would be great to watch a rematch of that at some point in late March, early April.
Well, you know, did we lose him? You still there with us, Tim?
Yeah, I'm still
okay. Sound like you cut off there for a minute. Tim Scarborough joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. You know, as I watched the season, and Sam has been, and I have been talking about what has been happening in the SEC, I have been watching it for the last few weeks a little closely, and it kind of reminds me of when I first started watching NASCAR, Sam, in that whoever was winning, you thought this person was going to win, you picked the race, whatever. But if you didn't look over your shoulder, Dale Earnhardt was always kind of creeping up, and he was always a part of things.
Yeah.
The Dale Earnhardt right now I'm talking about in college basketball is Duke. We've been talking about the SEC all year, right?
Yeah.
But sitting there at 19-2 is Duke. And could they prevail? And when you think about this team this year, where do you put them compared to what we're watching with Auburn right now?
Duke's the better team. You know, and I've seen both teams in person. The way Con Canupel kind of complements what Cooper Flagg does, and Duke's loaded. Man. They have two McDonald All-Americans that came out of Virginia, and not to mention Cooper Flagg, who was certainly the player of the year as a high school player. They really put it together, and it's kind of a contrast when you think about. The last few years, North Carolina lost their legendary coach in Roy Williams. Coach K retired from Duke. But Duke hasn't missed a beat, really. I mean, they're back on top. And unfortunately, North Carolina may not even make the tournament. But this Duke team is good enough to win it all. And it's going to be really, really hard to beat them. In fact, no one's beaten them yet in conference play. And that says a lot because in the ACC, typically, even the better teams – we'll lose one or two games. But, you know, this is a very unusual year in terms of watching North Carolina fade to the middle. You got Stanford in the conference now. You know, everything's just kind of hokey and weird. But, you know, the Canes, Miami's at the bottom because Jim Larranaga retired.
Yeah.
Virginia's near the bottom because Tony Bennett retired. It's just been a crazy year in the ACC. But one thing that hasn't changed is that the Duke Blue Devils are extraordinarily good once again.
Yeah, and you mentioned Cal and Stanford. They're due to come through town this week to play Georgia Tech. So
we'll get our, isn't it?
They're going to get their frequent flyer miles, right? We're going to get a chance to check them out for the first time as conference members. Tech, meanwhile, getting some things kind of turned around. They got Virginia today. They're going to try to win their third straight. They had to play three overtimes to get by Clemson this week. That's big for Damon Stoudemire.
And beating Clemson is big, correct. Clemson is a really good team this year, 10-2 in conference play, 18-5 overall. Yes, that was a big win for Coach Stoudemire. Georgia Tech, to me, and you know, we go back to Josh Pastner's days, good friend of mine. I just feel like they're a mid-major team, and they just don't look like the old Georgia Tech teams that people in Atlanta are used to. Now, Damon Stoudemire is recruiting a slightly higher recruit, and I believe they will start looking like an ACC team. But like mid-major, sometimes they do beat the majors, right? So Georgia Tech got a really good win versus Clemson. And that's not to disparage what Stoudemire is doing. It's just his second season here. And I do think he will get this program back to where, in my opinion, it should be. I mean, Georgia Tech is a great job. Here in Atlanta, you know, you got the talent pool of Georgia, and it's obviously a great academic school. I think somebody can get that thing going like Bobby Crimmins had it, like, you know, in the early 2000s when they went to the Final Four with Chris Bosh. Yeah. It'd be nice to get around that. Maybe I'd go up into Midtown a little bit more and watch them play, right?
There you go.
But yeah.
All right, Greg, before we let him go, we got to ask him about tomorrow.
We got, you know, we'll let you tell everybody who you're pulling for and why.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I grew up in Philadelphia, and even though I've lived in Atlanta for 10 years now, the question gets asked, hey, where are you from? Without hesitation, I say Philadelphia. And I haven't lived in Philadelphia since the 1990s, early, before, you know, out of college. So, yes, Greg, I'm old.
But, I'm past that. I got my shot in. We're not going to go there no more.
But, yeah, all I can say is fly, Eagles, fly. I think they're the better team. But, you know, with that monster Patrick Mahomes lurking on the other side, you just never know. The Eagles are better. Doesn't mean they're going to win the game. But I have in my gut telling me that the Eagles are going to win it. And if it's close, the Chiefs will probably pull it out because they do every time, right?
Yep.
But the Eagles are going to have to go out and play a really good game early and try to get a big lead and then hope they don't do what, I'm sorry to bring it up, what the Atlanta Falcons did years ago.
All right, let's do this.
Let's get his opinion on something that you and I talked about earlier. I made kind of a little thing about it, but since he keeps bringing up the old thing here. Have you noticed, Tim, because Sam and I said, you know, as we've gotten older, for whatever reason, because we're listening to the Michael Jordan sound, he was inaugurating a clinic in his hometown of Wilmington, and he got very, very emotional. And I said to Sam, you know, as I'm getting older, have you noticed you start getting emotional about stuff and crying more? Has that happened to you, sir? Do you find yourself getting a little bit more emotional over things that you just see, he's laughing. You know, I'm right. Right? You go, why am I getting all misty about this? Has that happened to you?
I'll say tomorrow there's going to be tears shed in either direction, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
You know, if they win tomorrow, yeah, I will be emotional. If they lose tomorrow, yes, I will be a little bit going, man, you know, I'll be like James Ingram, you know, just once. We could like to break through.
Next time we have him on, we'd have him break into a song.
Yeah, we got to do that.
There you go.
Tim, man, we love having you on. We're going to offer you some walk-on music here pretty soon.
I know that's right. Folks,
there we go.
You can watch
that.
You can watch him later today on Atlanta 69. It's Tuskegee against Miles. He'll be on the call along with Charlie Neal. Tim Scarborough, always great catching up with
man.
You, man. You guys have a great call today.
And enjoy the game tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
There you go. It is Tim Scarborough.